Isaiah 47:10, none seeth me. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I think if you want to encapsulate this present generation, this would be a great verse right here. You can lay it all in this verse. One could easily show this description in a history book under the year 2022. It would fit perfectly. I've talked to many about this. We have no workmen. A fellow told me this morning he can't find any help. I don't know. There's not a week goes by somebody doesn't give me the same story. No electricians. What's going to happen when there are no electricians? Everybody can't sit with a telephone or laptop. What's going to happen when there's no plumbers? You see, no farmers, no ranchers. Even our storekeepers are gone. And soon there'll probably be no stores. You see, I think that a statistic I read the other day, and 100 years ago, 80% were in agriculture, okay, in the United States. Probably the world, I don't know. And now it's 2%. 2%. Now, you may think that's no big deal, but when you put your life in the hands of 2% instead of 80%, do the math. I just read this week that United Furniture, if you're not familiar with them, I was in the furniture business for some time. They shut their doors. They laid off 2,700 workers. Sent them an email, don't come to work tomorrow. They had truck drivers delivering furniture, 18-wheelers traveling across the United States, turn around, don't make the next delivery, come back, you're done. The game's over. And then you consider that all these services are now becoming run by a few, you might say, worldwide conglomerates. And this has to do with everything. When I pull up, you know, I used to read a newspaper. Well, every town used to have a newspaper, and there used to be big newspapers. But now I'm going to almost guarantee you that I'm the rule, not the exception. I've got two or three news sites that I go to, and that's it. Thus, they control my news. I hope I have some trust in them, but they control my news. So a few, sir, we have these worldwide conglomerates running everything. And that'll happen. They've already called for, I forget the leader that called for it. We need a one world government. We need absolutely a one world system, one world government. Of course, they've called on that for a long time. But you get the picture. And we know the guy that controls, not the money, the guy that controls the food, he controls the people. We know that from Bible. You get from Pharaoh and from Joseph. I preached a message years ago. I've got the CD around here. When money fails, I don't know if you were here, the rest were here. When money fails, our old deacon, he carried that on his dash, the dash of his vehicle, and he listened to it numerous times. He said, I'll be going down the road and I'll stick that in there. Maybe I should go back and listen to it. When money fails. The boy worked all night, didn't get any sleep. Talked to him this morning, because Corpus Christi has free EMS, basically. Okay, so they get a fever and they call EMS. It's amazing. Well, you say okay, but no, that's control. That's control. It's exactly what's happening in the United States. It's what's happening in the Ukraine. If I had a definition of Lucifer, our text would be it. Okay? Lucifer. He said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God. That's what he said. Turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14 and in verse 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'll sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. You see? What that serpent predicted has come to pass. Right there. Computers, cell phones, electricity, satellites. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. Do you think ye shall be as gods? I've got this cell phone, this iPhone. I can't hold my job without it. I have to have it in order to have the position that I have. I pay for it. My employer doesn't pay for it. I pay for it. And I can't be in his employ without it. I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm saying that it can raise thee up. And you have to be very cautious with these things. It's all really, it's like a sword. I think I preached a message long time ago. That really everything you do, we have all these things, but everything you do is controlled by this, your hands. What they used to do, the kings, when they'd catch them, they'd cut their thumbs off and cut their big toes off. You can turn him loose.
Can't run, can't pull the sword.
He's done, you see. So it's controlled, it's like a sword. Consider all that can be accomplished with a sword. Protection, gathering food, preparing food, you see, all the way to conquering the world. A sword, you see. And make no mistake, the Lord himself in Luke 22:36, he instructed you and I to buy one. So I'm not saying these things are bad. I'm saying it can raise thee up. But as the knowledge from the forbidden tree, it's all in the use of these things. It's how that you take it and you use it, okay? Now here's wisdom. If the Lord said, Isaiah, turn to Isaiah 45 and verse 7. He said, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. You see? Yet, do we not call him holy? Is he not righteous? Is he not love? And yet he hates the workers of iniquity. He creates evil. There's a word, I actually wasn't familiar with it. I'm surprised. I don't know why I didn't get this word in school. It's called a contronym. Anybody ever heard of that? We had synonyms and antonyms. It's called a contronym. It's a word that can mean the exact opposite of itself. Like the girl and I. Okay. You see. A contronym. And the word, I'll use the word as an example, the word cleave. Okay? To cling to, right? Cleave to. Or separate. Is God evil? God forbid. Does he create the evil? Yeah. The Bible says he does. Is he love? Yes. Does he hate? Yes. You must come to these terms to accept who God is. You might say he is hate, but you can't say he's evil, but he created the evil. He's not Lucifer. He created Lucifer. He had two sets of angels. We talked about that before we preached this morning. The mutable and the immutable, the elect, and I suppose the non-elect, You see? And if he's not all, then he's not God. Our text reveals those that are too smart for this. You see? Too smart. They're lofty in their own eyes. None seeth me. You know that's what most people think. None seeth me. And notice that none, it's not the beginning of a sentence after a comma. It has a capital N. Nothing by chance. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Now, it have to think such. You have to think such, or most, to live like they do. You just simply couldn't think, God sees me, not this God of the Bible, but some God in their mind, maybe, but you see, because there's no fear of God before their eyes. And you notice in the text says, I am. They use the word I am, and none else beside me. That's God. So they took the words of God and applied it to themselves, you see. A great play of words in one small Bible verse that has this great meaning. And it speaks volumes. One verse. You want a lesson in what you might call God speak? Read this one verse. Or Isaiah 46 verse 5. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? I used a similar verse a few weeks ago. Anytime anyone or anything aspires or even remotely being as God, they're in great sin. Led of God is in by no way, and being God are no way connected. They are too, but you might not, the way that men preach today, when what it should be, it's almost like children. Do as I say, not as I do. They say, well, I want to be like Jesus. Okay, well, go out there and walk on the water. I'd like to see that. You see? Yeah, I'd be like, there are some attributes where you can be a similar. That's why he walked as a man. You think you can be like God? Who thinks that? That children hate that, though. You know, because I said so. Remember that message, you see? And like Pink says, we'll have God everywhere, but one place. On the throne. Just like children. They'll have Dad everywhere, except one place, on the throne, you see? But you see, my position as a parent extends me rights that they don't have. They simply do not have. In Christ, there are things that I can do that even you can't do, and there's things you can do that I can't do. And it's the same in the natural, no two things equal. No two things equal. Lucifer says, I'll be like God. We eat of the tree and say, I am and none else beside me. The cause? Well, it's the knowledge we picked up, our wisdom and our knowledge. In my day, all wisdom, I say all, it seemed to me that all the wisdom and the knowledge was prefaced with God. Our currency says, in God we trust. Above the Supreme Court it says, in God we trust. When we took an oath in court, so help me God. Almost everything that had to do with this country of any import prefaced God, you see. Even in public school. And if you take God from that, if you take God from anything, you have a spiritual anarchy. Just as our text, and just as this generation in 2022. That's why Vladimir Putin, he has more sense than Biden. You know why? God. The fornicating communist prefaces God. He does. I've heard him. While the praying Catholic does not. It's just the truth. I fear verse 11 of our text, 47:11, verse after our text. And this is what God says is going to come of these people. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. And I believe that's prophetic for America at this hour. I absolutely do. I think out of the blue, something's coming. I don't think we're going to see it. It's going to be here. It reminded me of the hurricane they had in Florida last month. This place in Fort Myers Beach, you look at the before and after pictures. What a difference a day makes. 24 hours. You see? 100 years of man's ingenuity and knowledge wiped out in one day by just wind and waves. And so most of those people, when you think of Florida and you think of Fort Myers Beach and a lot of other places down there, they're retired folks. You see, their troubles are over. Lap of luxury, the good life, the golden years. And it was all gone in a night. In a breath, you might say. And not to return probably in a lifetime, if ever. Gone. None seeth me. See, they trusted in the natural. They trusted in the natural. Oh, yeah. One seeth thee. One who knows even your thoughts. Knows the number of the hairs on your head. Knows every sparrow that falls. I think we forget that sometimes. I think going through day to day and being crowded with these things, we forget that. Wait a minute. There's one that seeth me. He knows the hairs on my head. He knows when a sparrow falls. How many on that island, Fort Myers, do you think were serving God? How many do you think were laying up treasure in heaven? Be honest. That was a colored lady. She was down there. She didn't make it. She was from Ohio. She was down there on her 40th birthday. Let me tell you how not to spend your 40th birthday. Because you'll never have a 41st. You see, none seeth her. None seeth me, he said. Does he see you? And that's the important thing. Does he see you? Let us never forget the sovereign aspect of an omniscient and omnipresent deity. He sees all right. He sees. In closing, turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 26. Ezekiel, chapter 26, and verse 16. There's a sentence in here that caught my eye. He said, "Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones and lay away their robes and put off their broidered garments." Now, this is what caught me. "They shall clothe themselves with trembling." Amen. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground and shall tremble at every moment and be astonished at thee. All he sees, do you. Because we're surrounded by people that absolutely believe none seeth me. When we have the most seeing, I'm holding up this phone, generation. My Thanksgiving Day, my son, I've got two grown granddaughters, and they had traveled over to carry some food to an elderly lady, you know, my age or younger, and they had been gone some time, and he pushes a button on his phone. He says, "Oh, they're still there." We're not concerned about that. We should be concerned about this. You see.